You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Pennsylvania who turned 55 last week, and her new boyfriend, well, he didn't get her a gift, a cake, or even a card, so she went after him with box cutters.
Well, sure.
He wound up with some cuts on his arm. She's been arrested for assault.
Just a card would have nipped that in the bud.
Happy birthday.
Jeez, dude.
Her new boyfriend. Maybe he didn't know.
I know.
Maybe he didn't know the drill.
Yeah, too soon. Maybe he didn't know if he should. Oh, gosh. Wow.
We just started dating a week ago. A cake, a gift, and a card.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Who has box cutters anymore, by the way?
I was going to say.
A box cutter? What? Jeez, yeah.
This happened in Lincoln City, Oregon. Security system at a bar called the Beach Club picked up some activity around 3 o'clock in the morning, so the owners called the cops. Well, when they got there, they found a 31-year-old guy by the name of Jason McIntyre inside. Apparently, he'd been hiding in the bar, or he'd been in the bar drinking that night as they were shutting it down. They have last call. He managed to hide until the employees closed up and left. And, well, once everything was shut down, he woke up and just got back to drinking again. You can't do that in Lincoln City.
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
So he's been arrested.
Hey, anybody.
Poor guy. I'm just going to sit over here.
Shots for me. Hey, Ohio police arrested a guy. He was very upset, and he pulled out a gun because his pizza that he ordered from Pizza Hut had no pepperoni on it. He's, this will not do. Brought a gun back in.
Wow.
And, yeah, exactly. But he yelled at the manager and just waved the gun around. Manager called the police, and they arrested him. Yeah.
I just want pepperonis.
I just want pepperoni. Maybe ask nicely next time. You don't need a gun, sir. Jeez. Ooh, wow. Jeez. Guy in Florida. Mm-hmm. Morty, you might appreciate this. Guy in Florida.
Perfect.
Was arrested. He stole a Ryder truck with three empty caskets inside.
Oh.
Apparently, he was just sitting outside of a casket company.
Uh-huh.
And he said, was there anybody around here? And he hopped on in and he drove off. They haven't found the guy yet. It's a Ryder truck, people, with caskets in it. Okay. Now, I don't know if those are easy to sell. He still watches, you know, drugs.
Like on the black market or something.
Yeah. I don't know where,
on the
you
street.
Know. Meet me.
How much does an average coffin cost?
Yeah, I mean,
like 2,200 all the way up to like 14 grand.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, if you're going to meet someone, you need room to meet them to see that. You know, if it's a watch
or
something
tell you,
like that.
If he had three onyxes in there, dude is sitting on a gold mine.
Listen to Morty. If you're looking for a casket, you know, maybe we'll talk about that one morning.
The why
one
that, Morty knows all
like,
about
well,
this.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was his family business and why he knows. And maybe he can help us pick out, like, you know, what are the. What,
notice
what,
how she looked at me.
What makes you. Maybe we
I remember your birthday. Don't come at me with the box cutters.
You didn't use what I got you last year. Why am I going to do something this year? You didn't use your casket. It is Monday. That's your other news.